This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Ah, oh, little brown-eyed girl for you, huh? On a feel-good football Friday. So we just gave you Kenny Clark's run defense grade from last year. It's a 57.1 out of 100. 259 run defensive snaps. This, according to Pro Football Focus, his overall grade, a 59.3. I thought he was injured for a little while, but everything that I have says he played in all 17 games. So maybe he was just banged up and still played through it. I don't know. I don't remember. I got to check. But clearly, not a great run defensive grade. And here's one thing that I'm going to go one step further on and say, if you trust PFF, and a lot of you don't like PFF, but it's the best source we've got in terms of real live analysis and grading, right? His run defensive grade in 2023, 61.2 out of 100. His run defensive grade in 2022, 53.0 out of 100. His run defensive grade in 2021, 54.7. So that means in the last 4 years, which is a substantial part of his career, and obviously the most recent sample size, he's only gotten over 60 once. And that was a 61.2 2 years ago in 2023. So let's not act like the Dallas Cowboys are bringing in the Rock of Gibraltar, like they're bringing in an immovable object. Is it better than what they had? Yeah. Is he going to help them stop the run? Yes. Is Kenny Clark still a dominant force like he was once earlier in his career against the run? No. So, I do think it'll help them a little bit. But let's not act like all of a sudden, because Kenny Clark is there, you're not going to be able to run against the Cowboys. Let's not act like that, right? I think that's fair. As far as, real quickly, the trade grades, you know, just that some of the national people are offering. Jeff Howe from The Athletic did a piece, again, for The Athletic, duh, and gave the Packers an A++++, saying the Packers get a superstar, just turned 26 years old, hasn't even entered his prime, didn't come cheap. You know, they've got Jordan Love under a contract extension already. Parsons, 52.5 sacks, of course, as we mentioned, since coming into the league. Obviously, one of the top three or four defensive players in the game. He gave the Cowboys a C+. Oh, one thing that Howe got, a rival executive, I don't know who that is, said, quote, "I think he's the best defensive player in the league and he just got traded." The Cowboys grade from Jeff Howe of The Athletic, a C plus. Now, there's lots of reasons for that, right? Talks about Clark helping a run defense that allowed the most touchdowns and fourth most yards in the NFL last season. So again, as we just talked about, there is no doubt Kenny Clark's going to help them. But if you're expecting the Cowboys all of a sudden to be great at stopping the run, good luck. And he said, although the Cowboys didn't make the move for cap purposes, they'll have more financial flexibility to address. No. They actually did make the move for cap purposes. Yes, you don't trade. There's a prevailing thought and a prevailing theory that you simply don't trade superstar players unless you have no choice. And clearly the Cowboys had a choice here. But the choice was, again, to roll at $42, $43 million per year on average with all of the guarantees and all of the bloated cap numbers, along with what they've already committed to CeeDee Lamb and what they've already committed to Dak Prescott. Also figuring in, hey, man, we just made a trade for George Pickens. We've got Tyler Smith, who's coming up on a deal, so on and so forth, right? Of course they had to factor in, hey, where are we if Micah Parsons is here and racks up 13 sacks and plays 17 games? Last year he missed 4 games. Where are we? Is there any assurance that we are so much better? And then you factor in, hey, ma'am, if we pay Micah Parsons this premium amount, along with what we've already done, again, does it guarantee anything? And the answer to that is obviously no. You'd like to think that you are certainly better with Micah Parsons? Yes. But it's certainly not a guarantee that everything else is going to work out, or that Micah is going to stay healthy, or that Micah is going to have, once again, a dozen plus sacks. It's not a guarantee by any means. And if you can bring in, as they did this offseason, and I'm just telling you how the Cowboys thought, Dante Fowler, who, yes, had 10.5 sacks last year with the Commanders, but you can't count on that. If you re-signed Osa Odighizawa, which they did, if you have Marshawn Nealand, who I think they're pretty high on, a second-round pick a year ago, if you had Donovan Ezeraku, a second-round pick who a lot of people had as a mid-to-late first-rounder, their real big problem is Mazie Smith hasn't done anything, or much of anything. But if somehow they can wake his ass up, along with keeping Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland healthy, and at some point, the Cowboys are going to get DeMarvius Overshown back. Is it DeMarvius Overshown? DeMarvian. At some point, they're going to get him back. Probably midway through the season. Maybe later in the season, I don't know. But they're going to get him back. So, I guess I say that, and it sounds like an excuse or a rationalization for what the Cowboys did. But somehow, some way, I've talked myself into, you know what? The trade feels better to me today than it did last night. And again, maybe that's just with time to think. But I also think that's rooted in reality. They say you can't trade elite players. The Cleveland Browns did whatever they had to do. They sold themselves to the devil to get Myles Garrett to sign back in Cleveland after wasting the amount of money that they did on Deshaun Watson. They did it. I don't know if it's going to work, but they did it. They believe they can't even try and win games without Myles Garrett. Probably the right call. The Pittsburgh Steelers, look at what they did with T.J. Watt and D.K. Metcalf. And even brought in Aaron Rodgers, a gigantic pain in the ass. Right? They hope they make the playoffs every year. They hope they can actually win a playoff game. And maybe somehow, some way, get lucky and get to the Super Bowl. I think the Cowboys, while ultimately they did something very unconventional, trading a dynamic superstar player about to or in the beginning of his prime, I think the Cowboys are banking on a couple of things here. One, the best of Micah has already been seen. Whether they're right or not, I don't know. I mean, he'll probably have 12-plus sacks in Green Bay this year, but not definitely. But the other thing that they're counting on is, hey, man, we already made two high-priced investments. We can get, again, for what Micah Parsons was going to cost us this year under the fifth-year franchise tag, fifth-year option tag, we can get Osa Digizawa signed up long-term, which they did. They can bring back Dante Fowler, which they did. They can draft Donovan Azuraku, which they did, who didn't cost them really much of anything. They can get other things done for their team and refortify what they believe in on their offensive and defensive line. And they can bring in and make a trade for George Pickens. Right? So, are the Cowboys crazy? The answer to that, in my opinion, is no. Are they unconventional? Yes, they're unconventional. Does it make a whole lot of sense to trade a superstar generational player? No. But when you've already committed the resources to sign and re-sign two, it's really hard to sign three. Unless you want to be like the stupid Los Angeles Lakers. And that's the example I've been using all day. And I will say this. I think the Cowboys have a better chance of competing in the NFL and maybe making the playoffs and, I don't know, perhaps winning a game if a lot of things go right than the Lakers do. And yet everybody celebrated, oh, the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. Don't forget, there's a lot of rumors that LeBron and Luka, you know, aren't on the same page, and LeBron wanted out, and so on and so forth. Just keep that in mind. All right, let's get to our guy, Double A, Athan, in Annapolis, who I didn't realize, but is coming to us live from Sin City, Las Vegas, where I just was a couple of weeks ago. What are you doing in Vegas there, Greek?
It is a break, much overdue. I had to cancel the trip last year. As you know, I had some things happen that were not too fun to deal with. So this is a make-up trip a year later out here for week one of college football.
Well, good bet for
some
you.
Games. You know, there's somebody who already dropped at the circa $550K on Texas to beat Ohio State. So, yes, there are some people with some very deep pockets out here this weekend. And Max the Talent. The Sydney Sweeney lookalikes are around, so I will be giving out your business card.
Please do. I expect to get some texts later.
Max is a little bit distracted these days. He's worrying about other things that we can't talk about on the radio besides Sydney Sweeney, okay?
Well, Sydney Sweeney is a good topic, though, to focus on. So,
where are you staying so that the people can come in mass to have another autograph signing?
I'm actually at one of these Wyndham resorts out here. I have a timeshare I own with my sister, and I can use it anywhere in the world.
Nice.
So I just got a last minute, like hardly any points to come out here and use it, and it's free. And airplane, the same ticket from last year rolled over, so that was essentially, you know, no cost to set out of pocket. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun weekend, hopefully with some profitable money, but going in my pocket. But yeah, I'm actually at In-N-Out. I'm actually just pulled into the In-N-Out Burger parking lot. So, Chris, I will have some burgers for you.
Oh, that, yeah, that's a poor choice. But anyway, real quickly. So, but you're going to be setting up shop right tonight on Las Vegas Boulevard, aka the Strip, to meet the people, right? I mean, that's what you're all about, kissing babies.
Outside of Caesars, right. I will have the Greek flag draped around me, and I will have my. You know, a business card that says Chris Russell's agent also on there. So, you know,
you and David Mulligetta, right? I mean, you and David Mulligetta, Micah Parsons agent. All right. Real quickly before you go and get your animal burger or whatever the hell they serve at that godforsaken restaurant. Do you hate this move for the Cowboys, or are you okay with it? Because you're a diehard Burgundy and Gold fan. See how I got around that? You're a diehard Burgundy and Gold fan, so you must be enjoying this, right?
Well, here's the thing: if Dallas was going to do this, they should have done it by the draft or a little bit before the draft. I think if you watch the Netflix documentary and you watch how this deal unfolds. You just see, I don't think I've ever seen a person with a bigger ego than Jerry Jones. Eve thinks he walks on water. And, you know, for Micah to go back to the Cowboys, which is what was reported, to put an olive branch out to say, let's work it out, and they told him stick it, it just goes to show Jerry's beyond lost his fastball. He's just, his marbles are gone. He would hold 3- and 4-hour press conferences if he could. He just has to feel that important. It's really documented in the Netflix documentary, but I just see the Cowboys. I mean, I could see it from a cost standpoint, but you don't do it a week before the season starts. You do it when you can get max value. They could have gotten 3 first-rounders plus multiple players back if they were going to do this at a different time. So Jerry dropped the ball, and I'm looking forward to them going about 7-10 and Jerry getting even more delusional as his years go by.
Attaboy. Hey, have fun at that restaurant that you told me to that I tried to get into when I was out in Vegas.
I will be at the Bootlegger Bistro at 6:30 Vegas time tonight for anybody who wants to come sit
Attaboy.
With me. I will be there.
A true chance to meet a legend, a Greek legend. How about that? Holding court.
100%.
Are you going to do the oopa thing or no? What is it, oopa? Oofa.
Oopa.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Opa, yeah, and I'll even throw some ouzo over my shoulder and scream that I am your consigliere. Is that the word? And your representative, and that we're going to get Tyler out here sooner than later.
Attaboy. And make sure you're listening to Linnell following us, because you'll get a 3-hour show on everything. I'm trying to think of how I'm going to say this on everything that. He said was wrong, that changed, and he updated his file on when he got the proper information. Okay?
Well, yeah, I think my phone might die by that point, so I'll just focus on the Chris Russell show. So I.
Thank you, Double A. Have a great trip, brother. You deserve it. I appreciate you as always. All right, that's Athens at Annapolis out in Vegas. All right, we'll come back. Spend a little time on college football. Max, you want to talk some college foots?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, baby. We'll do that next on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app as well. iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday, everybody. And that means college football is more than officially back. Before we get to tomorrow's big one between Ohio State and Texas, last night Nebraska beat Cincinnati 20-17 at Arrowhead in front of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
And Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes was there, too. And Patrick Mahomes Jr. was the quarterback for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
You know who his godfather is, by the way?
Dominic Raiola?
Dylan Raiola.
Or him or Patrick Mahomes?
Raiola. You know who his godfather is?
No.
Matthew Stafford.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. They dropped that on the broadcast last night.
I did not know that either. How about that?
Small world. You know he knows Clayton Kershaw?
I mean, that's pretty crazy. 33 of 42, 243 and two touchdowns last night. The kid can play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can.
He can play when you're not counting on him to cover that 6.5. That's for dang sure.
Well, he's a little inconsistent, like a lot of young kids are, like a lot of quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
As well, Minnesota beat Buffalo. I watched a bunch of this game, and he struggled at times. But Minnesota's new quarterback, Lindsey, 290 yards, two touchdowns, 19 of 35. Now, again, he a couple of tight window throws, couple of, you know, poorly placed throws, but he can spin it. And if he can settle down and get some experience, and if Mr. Row Your Boat doesn't kill him because he wanted to snap his head off after he took a sack late in the first half, Drake Lindsey, he might be one of these guys that, you know, has big arm, big potential, makes a lot of big time throws, but then is one of those head scratcher type guys where you're just like, dude, what are you doing? Right? Mm-hmm. But you can live high on the hog in college football doing that, right? I don't know if you can get away with it in the NFL. I'm not suggesting that you can. But it was the first time that I saw Minnesota and remember going, they actually might have a quarterback. They might actually have a quarterback. So that was kind of most of the action from last night, with the exception of, and I only saw the very last 7-8 minutes of this game, so I don't want to say I have a real good feel, but how about South Florida waxing Boise State? Now, this is without Ashton Jeanty, right?
This is a shout-out Denton Day play.
Yeah, so Denton was all over this?
Oh, yes. So Denton, so we were doing the show yesterday, we were wrapping up, Denton was giving out picks, and so he mentioned, he really likes South Florida, he thinks they can be in the conversation for the group of five this year for, mm-hmm. like, those last few spots in the playoff, and, Boise State doesn't have Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
So, and that, he was their Bugatti next to the trailer.
Yeah.
So,
To whack them 34-7, I'm sure it's tough for Boise State, travel, humidity, all that stuff going
humidity
on the road.
Especially, dude, because that elevation going from, pretty much a mile high to at sea level, like sucking in wind that is like the most dense air of all time is tough.
You know what I love mostly, though, about South Florida?
What's that?
Do you know what their leading receiver last night, what his name is?
Tell me.
His last name is Nimrod.
Yes, I did hear that multiple times on the broadcast last night. I was like, oh, yeah, And so every time it got said, it did make me laugh. I didn't realize he was their leading receiver from last night, though.
Three
That's
catches,
crazy.
96 yards last
Damn.
Night.
Damn. All right.
Attaboy, South Florida, as they beat Boise State. And again, I mean, obviously that doesn't eliminate Boise State or anything like that, but
makes it a lot harder.
You know, it makes it a lot harder, no doubt about it. Tonight, not a great slate, but
there are two games of intrigue for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you get... you get Baylor, right? And who the hell is Baylor playing? Auburn.
Auburn,
right?
Yes.
So that's interesting. 8 o'clock on Fox. I mentioned the Illinois-Western Illinois game. That's on Peacock. I will not be watching that, even though Illinois is the number 12 team in the country. I am kind of, you know, again, it's
you're going to be on Dion watch.
Yeah, well, you know, so here's the thing. At 8 o'clock at that time, right, exactly. So you have Fox, Auburn, Baylor, and then you have Dion in Colorado. And, of course, their new quarterback who transferred over from
Liberty Flames.
From Liberty, right. To Colorado, first game, no Shador, no Shiloh, no whatever.
No Travis.
And what was that?
No Travis Hunter.
Yeah, no Travis Hunter, you're right. And Georgia Tech has to go into Boulder. So that's going to be interesting. And then late tonight, I'm kind of intrigued, and maybe it's because my buddy works for them and the football information office. He runs like he's like their football SID. And
oh, nice.
Ken Niumatalolo is a guy who used to listen to the show all the time and is the San Jose State head coach. And this is year number two for him. But they host Central Michigan tonight on FS1 at 10:30. So that should be interesting if you're up late watching a little college foots. How about Ohio State and Texas tomorrow? Number one versus number three, depending on what poll. Number two, we know at Ohio Stadium in Columbus, that is not a guaranteed win by any means, just because it's Ohio State and because they're home and because they're the defending national champions. But that is a huge advantage, you would think, right? For them to take on Texas, not on the road, but for them with a young quarterback. And that's really the thing, right? I mean, Julian Tseng is replacing Will Howard. And we know Will Howard really kind of came alive down the stretch after that Michigan loss last year and in the playoffs and played, you know, great football. If you have a young quarterback who's untested, even on Ohio State, even with the great, and I mean great, Jeremiah Smith, you don't want to go on the road in Austin or even a neutral field, you know, one of these games in Atlanta or Dallas or wherever, and play. You're playing at home. You're playing at Ohio Stadium to start the year. And I think that's huge, A, just in general, but B, because you have a young, unproven quarterback. What say you, Max?
I want to say that all the college football talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What was your question, Chris Russell?
Look at you. Look at you.
I'm a pro's pro. I've learned some things from Kevin.
I mean, like, listen, if there is anybody that I would want to make work 6 hours in a row,
I can
in that
do it.
Studio, it is you, Max.
I can do it. I got the fans on. You. The AC's fixed, so I'm, you know, we're riding.
Yeah. And you had, you feeling good. You had your bagel with lots of cream cheese there.
It's been a great Friday.
Your jalapeno and chips, right?
Yeah, of course.
Your breath must smell like a million bucks.
Hey, man, right? Hey, we're not making this about my breath. I brush my teeth every day. We're good.
Well, I'm sure you brush your teeth every day, but it's not like you're brushing your teeth after having a jalapeno bagel.
It's a good point, especially after I can't do exactly, it's not exactly something you can do on the radio, but.
Exactly.
But
watch the NFL next week on CBS and Paramount Plus. And college football, right? I mean, like, look, college football is still on CBS. So I think you can, I don't know what games they have this weekend, but they have CBS Sports Network, UNLV, Sam Houston tonight. Late night, that's the return of Dan Mullen. I think that's the only game that they have tonight.
Army is taking on Tarleton State.
What's that?
Our Army is taking on Tarleton State at 6 p.m. on CBS Sports Network as well.
There you go. All right. So make sure, I'm sure you can check out Paramount Plus in addition to that. All right. So back to Ohio State, Texas, noon, Fox tomorrow. All right. So let me ask it this way. Mm-hmm. Quinn Ewers gets replaced by
Arch.
Arch Manning. Arch Manning has some experience, of course, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You go into Ohio Stadium. Now, Ohio State lost plenty of defensive guys as well from their national championship team, right?
Yeah.
But that's still an intimidating atmosphere.
Absolutely.
I want to see, and maybe this is me being resentful towards the Manning family, when everyone else loves them, I zag and I say,
"Well, this
phooey.
You know, this is your MO. You are a zagger when people zig." So,
yes.
But that's the thing, man. There, and I think I'm gonna end up zagging on this game too, just because everyone and their mother is on Texas. Like, the hype around Texas is unbelievable. Ohio State still won the national title last year. Mm-hmm. They still have Jeremiah Smith on their roster. I'm not going to bet against them until I see, like, the gaping or glaring, the glaring hole in Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I just, man, it's so tough. Like, I feel like a lot of people are casting doubts on Arch. Like, if he couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers, how good really is he? I'm kind of the opinion that Steve Sarkisian probably gave Quinn Ewers a little bit of a promise and you know, decided to keep that promise to Quinn Ewers just to, you know, keep true to his word. But I still think Arch is going to light it up. Like, it's going to be, I need to look at the total. I'm going to filibuster until I find it, but it's...
I'm trying to find it, too.
I'm very, very intrigued about tonight.
Here's what I do know. Ohio State was 10-6 against the spread last year on their way to the national championship game. They were 5-4 as a home favorite. They were not home dogs. They were, and this is all according to Phil Steele and his football guide and his college football guide. I do not have the line spread in front of me.
I have
I
got 46.5 on the total.
Right.
So kind of a medium scoring game. It's still really a pick 'em. I'm going to stay away from betting this game. I'm going to pick Ohio State, but if I'm wrong, it would not shock me. But at the same time, according to the Kevin Sheehan school, you fade the public. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, here it is. Texas minus 1.5. To me, yeah, and you mentioned 46.5.
Yep.
If I'm going to throw down a bet, and I'm probably going to do that after the game, now I don't bet a lot, but I would definitely lean towards Ohio State plus the 1.5.
Yeah, you're putting that dollar
there.
There's
not a lot of margin for error. I mean, when something's 1.5, right? I mean, it's basically you're basically picking the team straight up.
Right.
And maybe you would go, maybe the better bet is with, again, Arch Manning and with a new quarterback, of course, for Ohio State, Julian Tseng. But at home, so on and so forth. And again, Ohio State lost, you know, a couple of their good defensive players from last year's team, including that linebacker Sawyer, who was all over the place down the stretch. Your probably best bet in this game is to go over the 46.5, right?
You would think, but like the
as opposed to the spread.
But that's the thing. There are a lot of question marks coming into this game, but there is one unit on the field that is no question mark at all, and that's Texas' defense. They're going to be flying around. They're going to be getting penetration. The Julian Sand, the quarterback for Ohio State, he's going to be learning on the fly, and we're going to see, like, does this kid really have the potential or the ability to bring this team as far as Will Howard did last year? I don't know. I haven't seen Julian Sand play that much. I'll be completely real with you. But, I mean, we're going to find out this weekend.
All right. Speaking of Texas and Ohio State and the numbers and the betting action, we got something on that coming up for you right here, right now on the Team 980 as we do a trending alert for the final time this afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, on a feel-good football Friday, we're wrapping things up here, talking a little college foots, as we mentioned, tonight's slate, and just looking at Ohio State, Texas, Mad Max, Maryland, hosting Florida Atlantic at noon tomorrow. I assume we have that game right here on the Team 980, yes?
I believe we do.
We should. Maryland, 13.5-point favorites. Hard to get all fired up about that game, but obviously a very, very, very critical year for Maryland and Mike Locksley.
For sure. I mean, we just don't really know kind of who Maryland's quarterback is going to be. They haven't announced it yet. I believe it's going to be Malik, but I'm not really sure.
Well, that's the reason why you should be interested and excited, right? I mean,
yeah,
to see what he's all about.
Exactly. Like Malik has been something I've heard about for like the last 2 years. So it's exciting to see, to have that finally come to fruition. So I'm going to be watching that tomorrow at noon. I'll be flipping back and forth between a whole bunch of games, because I'm a poor guy, I only got one TV, but I do have my laptop, so I will. I'll probably get a couple of
screens.
That's
the play
going
right there. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have the one TV, but I'm also going to have the laptop with what are they calling it now? ESPN Plus or whatever.
ESPN Plus, YouTube ESPN, TV, whatever heck you want to do. Yeah.
I mean, I pay for it all, so I'm going to be a bunch of games on there, a bunch of games on television, and what I do is I go through the guide and I set like the games that are on that I have somewhat remote interest in. And I set it like for, I go to the channel and I lock in, say, again, Ohio State, Texas, and then, you know, Maryland and Florida Atlantic and whatever other games are at noon, Syracuse, Tennessee, maybe ODU in Indiana, Penn State, Nevada, which is actually at 3:30. But I'm in terms of the noon games, right? So I put it on the TV, and then instead of like remembering, okay, what network is that on? What channel is that on? As soon as I hit last on my remote, it pops up on my screen, and then I can say, oh, yeah, that's right. Syracuse, Tennessee is on that channel. Boom, hit that button, and away we go. That's how I do it, and I'll have the laptop going with all the college foots on Saturday. If you're going out to College Park tomorrow, have a blast, obviously.
Be responsible.
Yeah, be responsible. And an opportunity, quite honestly, right? They have to. Maryland has to. Regardless of what they do at quarterback, if they're going to have any chance at all to do anything this year, they have to get off to a 3-0 start. Northern Illinois is always a pain in the ass. That's next weekend. I think that's next Friday, actually. So that's a Friday night game at home. Even though Northern Illinois is always a pain in the ass, you've got to find a way to win that game. And then Towson the next week, which should be, a game you win. If you go 3-0 going into Madison at Wisconsin, you have to figure you're probably going to lose that game. But at the worst, you're 3-1. If you're 2-1 through the first three games, again, home, FAU, Northern Illinois, Towson, if you're just 2-1 going into Wisconsin, I don't want to say your season's over, but this team has always struggled. As soon as the Big Ten schedule opens up and you get that big opponent, sometimes it's been Penn State, sometimes it's been somebody else, but Penn State a number of times has been like week four of the college football season. Maryland goes 3-0. Somehow they get to 3-0, and then they get just absolutely dump trucked. Right? You have to give yourself a chance if you're going to get dump trucked in Wisconsin. And I'm not saying you will, but I mean, it's traditionally a spot that they have struggled in. You got to give yourself a chance to be at least 3-1 after the first month of the college football season. And even though that would be a Big Ten loss, that's okay. You can rebound from that. But if you're 2-1 as opposed to 3-0, that's a problem for Mike Loxley and the Terps, regardless of how they get to 3-0. If you're 3-0, you're 3-0. I'll just say that. All right, anything Virginia Tech at South Carolina? I should say Virginia Tech, South Carolina. I believe that's a neutral field game in Atlanta, I want to say, on Sunday.
Correct. Look at you. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
3 o'clock on Sunday.
South Carolina, man, they barely missed out on the college football playoffs last year. Virginia Tech's got to replace the running back, obviously, Jalen Lane. I think that's a tough spot for Virginia Tech, don't you?
Yeah, man, I'm all over South Carolina on this one. The spread's only 7.5. Like, that Lenore Sellers has legitimate Heisman aspirations. Yeah. Like, I really think he could do it this year. Like you said, South Carolina feels that they were snubbed from the playoffs, so they're going to have something to prove. They're going to come out firing. They're going to come out and just, I have a feeling that they're going to take a dump all over Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and it's not like that big of a deal anymore, but think about this, right?
Yeah.
South Carolina's head coach is?
Beamer.
Kind of interesting, right? I mean, and he used to be, of course, at Virginia Tech with his dad, and,
yep,
and these things happen all the time. But he's done a heck of a job kind of rebuilding that program and getting it to this point where they're a top 15 program and at least a college football playoff contender. We'll see if they can take the next step. And one last thing before we get to dum-dum of the day. I am kind of sort of intrigued to see Alabama in year two of DeBoer, Kalen DeBoer, in Tallahassee against Florida State. And we know what kind of disastrous year it was last year for the Seminoles. Can Mike Norvell get them back on track and pull an early season surprise? I don't think so, but I heard that Joe Tessitore, who I think is doing the game for ABC or ESPN, wherever it is.
We love Tess.
Was pretty high on the Seminoles.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of people kind of are. I mean, this is a big game if you're a Seminoles fan, because this is the opening of their new stadium that's been under construction for what feels like forever. But one key thing that I think has flown a little bit under the radar about Alabama, and I just kind of found this out in the last week.
Wait, time out, back up. The Seminoles are not at Doe Campbell Stadium anymore?
I believe they have constructed, if I'm not mistaken, Florida State has been building their new stadium, and this is the inaugural game.
Really?
At this stadium.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. How about that?
I didn't
hear about that. Okay, I gotta check that out.
But a thing that's flown under the radar with me and a lot of people is that Kalen DeBoer, his offensive coordinator at Washington, was Ryan Grubb. Ryan Grubb
back,
he did not go to Alabama with Kalen DeBoer,
right? Because he went to the Seahawks in the NFL, and that turned out to be a disaster.
Yes, and now he is back. He is at Bama, with Kalen DeBoer, I'm kind of back on Bama this year. Right. I'm thinking I'm not going to say Roll Tide because I don't support it, but the Tide
roll
may be
damn Tide.
The Tide may be rolling
roll
this season.
Roll damn Tide. By the way, it's still listed as Doe Campbell Stadium. Game. So
I
maybe
could be
that's
wrong.
Next year.
So I don't know. But who knows?
Yeah. All right. I know Northwestern's doing a temporary stadium while their new stadium is built, and they're playing right on
the lake,
Lake Michigan, which is cool. So I know that, but I did not know about Florida State. So by the way, Bama 14.5 point favorites in that game. All right, we come back, wrap things up with Dum Dum of the Day. One of my favorite places to eat is struggling.
Oh, no.
And once again, we have to deal with something that's a very popular topic on this show. Shield, identity, branding, logo. Next on the Team 980. All right, we are wrapping up the show right here on a Feel Good Football Friday on the Team 980. Linnell Willingham and Burgundy and Gold today. Straight ahead, make sure you stay with the L train all afternoon as he takes you home on a Friday. We have talked very little Commanders outside of the Micah Parsons impact today, and that's okay. There's not much going on, not much juicy to talk about. The Micah Parsons deal obviously took up a lot of the show. If you missed any of the show, hit up the podcast afterwards. Mad Max will have it all there for you on the Odyssey app, as well Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. There you go, including our interview with Doug Russell live from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Green Bay Packers will host the Commanders in Week 2 on Thursday Night Football, 13 nights from right now. All right, before we turn things over to Linnell, it is time for Dum Dum of the Day. All right, you guys know how much I absolutely abhor Shield logo, branding, identity, talk, of any sort, especially when it comes to the Washington Commanders, right? Leave well enough alone. Well, a new controversy has emerged over the last week or so with one of my favorite restaurants of all time. Mad Max, have you eaten at a Cracker Barrel?
Yes, I have eaten at a Cracker Barrel, and I have heard about the same controversy.
So good. The Cracker Barrel is so criminally underrated. It's awesome. Country food is tremendous.
They're country fried steak, man. I'll kill for it.
Anything with country fried steak, country fried chicken, biscuits, gravy, just melt my heart and inject it, as much of it as I can, into my veins, and I'm not allowed to eat it. Well, anyway, there was this big controversy because the new CEO, who took over about a year and a half ago, changed the logo to a much more modern Cracker Barrel logo. Essentially the same color, the same scripting of the words Cracker Barrel, but they took away the famous, quote-unquote, barrel and Uncle Herschel from the chain's branding. Now, I don't know who Uncle Herschel is besides a figure on the old logo, but people went absolutely nuts, including one of the co-founders, Tommy Lowe. He spoke out against it, said they didn't consult him. He doesn't know the CEO. He's mad. He called it pitiful, a waste of money. And he's right. It may have been a waste of money. Apparently, they were going to spend $700 million, or they spent $700 million to try and change this over. Either way, even the president of the United States, you know who he is, weighed in and had a problem with it. Of course, he's too busy dealing with nicknames and logos than actually doing his own job. But anyway, that being said, Cracker Barrel decided after the uproar to change it back to the traditional logo.
Bullying works.
To scrap the plan, right? Now, I would say this, probably a smart move, right? You don't want to alienate your customers. But as I say all the time, whenever we're stuck and forced, and that's what it is, to talk about Redskins, Commanders, and Burgundy and Gold and Shades of Burgundy and Cranberry and this, that, and the other thing. People, please worry about something that is actually important. Please worry about the product, the food, the prices, the Cracker Barrel store. There's plenty of good things, regardless of what their logo, shield, or image is. None of it matters at all. You're all dum-dums, all of you. Go to the damn store, eat some good food, go home, and take a nap. And stop worrying about stupid things like shields and logos. enough already. But you guys won because they were afraid that you guys were going to actually not come to the restaurant. And I know that's going to piss some people off when it comes to the Commanders or the Redskins or the Burgundy and Gold and whatever. I don't care. You know how I feel. Enough. Concentrate on what is important. Focus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.